Now, back to the open MRI of Wall High School football game of the week on the Shore Sports Network, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
As we reach halftime, our game tonight is brought to you in part by Patty Romano of REMAX at Barnegat Bay. Real estate with a personal touch where service doesn't end at 5. When it's results that count, count on Patricia Romano of REMAX at Barnegat Bay. Visit soldbypatty.com.
Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, Ed Saraluca, your broadcast crew tonight. Lauren Bajica back in the studios of 105.7 The Hawk, and Brad Burescano here as our on-site engineer. Williamstown leading the South Jersey Group 5 final over Southern Regional, the sixth seed, 21-12. To talk about this one and all of the games tomorrow, our good buddy is Bob Batters from All Shore Media, and he joins the coach, Ed Saraluca, down on the sideline.
Thank you, Matt, and I am with the All Shore Media representative here today, Bob Batters, covering this one as Scott Stump takes the evening off. Got a full day tomorrow up at Rutgers. Pretty entertaining game, Bob.
Turned into a little bit of a shootout here late in the half, but I think the game has gone as we expected. I mean, Southern has battled. They've made some plays. You know, they've been hurt and not scoring on a couple drives deep in territory. Certainly that pick at the end of the half didn't help. And Williamstown has kind of shown, you know, why they're 11-0, you know, at least on the offensive side of the ball. So,
yeah, it's been a battle of running backs, right? Little for them and Gonzalez for the Rams.
Yeah, I mean, Abe Gonzalez continues his tremendous playoff run. I mean, he had that long run on Southern's first scoring drive. Been so consistent the rest of the game. I mean, he's already got 138 yards on 16 carries plus that one score. And the kid just runs so hard. On the other side of the ball, Marquise Little, who had the 88-yard touchdown, I mean, they unleashed Marquise Little, you know, in that second quarter, and he is at 7 carries for 139 yards. So, of course, Southern has to find a way to stop him. He's getting to the outside, and that's what's done all the damage for Williamstown, that 21-point second quarter.
You know, you've got to make some adjustments, though, because those last couple of drives by the Braves, pretty easy right down the field. Throwing the ball maybe a little bit more than they anticipated, because they do like to run it with three backs, you know, over 3,000 yards. So, you know, what does Southern have to do to stop this Brave team, or can they not be stopped?
Well, I think they can be stopped, because I think we saw it from Southern, you know, early on in this game. I mean, some penalties certainly hurt Williamstown early, but yeah, the key is to stop that run on the outside. I think Southern is tough enough where Chamberlain up the middle is not going to hurt you if you're taking away the run on the outside. I mean, for Williamstown to score on long drives with Chamberlain plays right into Southern's hands. Because on the other side, you know, the interception at the end of the half notwithstanding, Southern is marching all over Williamstown's defense. I mean, Higgins is throwing for 134 yards, Gonzalez with 138 rushing yards. I mean, they're moving the ball. But it's that turnover late in the half and then the inability to stop Williamstown late that has been the difference so far. I mean, the key to me is what kind of adjustments do both teams make. This is very similar to the Eastern game that I was at last week, where Southern was on fire early, was actually up 14-0. Eastern came back, tied it, took the lead. Southern was having a little bit of trouble running the ball, a couple three and outs. And then you saw, you know, the adjustments started to take shape, and Southern went right back to, you know, being dominant on the ground. So I think you look for that. Look for another surge from Southern in the second half on offense. And defensively, we'll see what they can do. I think the biggest point right now is defensively. They've shown they can move on offense. Can they stop Marquise Little? Because if they can't, it's going to be a long second half.
Pretty impressive with the crowd here tonight at Rowan. A beautiful night to play football for a December 7th, winter evening. And we put the crowd at close to 7,000 people here.
Yeah, it's pretty packed. I mean, this is where I went to college, so we didn't always have packed houses when Rowan was beating William Patterson like 70-0 back in the early 2000s. But yeah, there's not an empty seat in that. I mean, there barely is now at halftime. But it's great. I mean, the stands are packed. There's people lining the fences. It's what you want for a title game, and it certainly helps that Williamstown is about 7 minutes down the road. So their first sectional final, obviously their fans are here to support them in full force.
Yeah, I think both teams looking for their first title, you know, that gets the average fan out to the game to, you know, say that they were there for number one.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they jump on the bandwagon, so to speak. I mean, you see how they're good. They've been a great team in the regular season for the past, you know, 4 or 5 years. They haven't been able to get it done in the playoffs. So this is something, you know, the winning is something this fan base has been accustomed to. Now you throw in a state title game, the first ever in their program's history. Yeah, you're going to have a lot of people out here. And same thing for Southern. I mean, the second trip for them, but they've never won a title. You know, so this is huge for them, too. So both crowds are very invested in tonight's matchup.
Four more teams tomorrow will take the field, a couple at Rutgers, a couple at College of New Jersey, right? And who walks away winners tomorrow?
I mean, it's – I feel like, you know, Scott Stump wrote his preview, and I pretty much agree with him. We have two teams favored with Manalapan and Neptune, and then Middletown South. You know, a big underdog, even though they've been playing well, just because Sayreville has been such a force this year. And then, sure, a little bit of a toss-up game. You say Florence is favored if you want to go by the, you know, maybe Point Beach and Shore lost to Point Beach. But I think that's certainly a very winnable game for sure. So I think, you know, the Shore Conference has, you know, good chances tomorrow to walk home at 3. I like us to win, too. I'll go on the conservative side. I think Manalapan gets it done, and I think Neptune, too. That Mark Ciccatelli coach team has shown the ability in big spots to turn it on and to do what's necessary. I mean, you win this game, that Red Bank Rick Mora losses are so far in the rearview mirror, a la what he did at Freehold the 1 year when they started 0-2, rattled off 10 in a row, and then won it all.
I will say this, though, that Nottingham team has 6 shutouts of their 11 wins and very stingy on defense. So I think a couple of times during the year, most recently the Lakewood game, Lakewood and Neptune, where Lakewood basically stopped Neptune fairly good. They eventually won that game. The Flyers did 14-7, so they can be stopped.
We saw that with Long Branch. I mean, they hit one trick play, you know, on a flea flicker for a touchdown. They win 7-0, and that's a Long Branch team that's, you know, their offense has certainly been coming on. They don't throw the ball as well, which is where you're going to have to beat them. Which is why I think, you know, it's on Ajay Patterson's shoulders. I mean, there's so many playmakers at Neptune, but if they give him time and he can throw the ball, I mean, Neptune's offense is so dynamic. We've seen it. When they click, they are so hard to stop with Fairbanks, you know, Keith Kirkwood, Keyshawn Rice, then Miles Martin, who kind of does everything. Patterson can run it. And you look on the other side of the ball, that Neptune defense, when it needs to, has really clamped down, and they play tight defense. So I think that's going to be a great game. I'll be there for that. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, I had a laugh at Mark Ciccatelli last night on our St. Barnabas high school football show. He said, I said, well, you know, do we try to go downtown, you know, with your major weapons there or whatever? He says, we'll take what they can give us. You know, if we have to run it, we can run it. He hasn't run it too much this year.
That is curious. They really haven't run it too much, you know, this year. When they have run it successfully, it's for big plays. You're not going to see that, you know, 35 carries for 220 yards type Neptune team. You know, which they did, you know, last year, you know, on route to the title. You know, they ran on everyone. This year it's a different team. I mean, but they're, you know, the way they're constructed, they can win that way without running the ball. I mean, as long as they hit some plays here and there, you know, the draw and the screen game, I think, will be particularly big just because Nottingham has those two standout defensive ends. But again, that's what puts pressure on the tackles for Neptune. They got to protect Patterson in order for him to have time downfield. So that's going to be a very interesting game, that defense of Nottingham versus the high-powered offense of Neptune.
Yeah, and Shore Regional, I think they have a shot against Florence. I mean, we did this Florence Point Beach game. Very surprised that they shut down the beach running game. I think the advantage Florence maybe has going into that game is they're going to see the exact same offense, you know, 2 weeks in a row, and it's an offense they run.
Exactly. That certainly helps for Florence, and that's a storied program who has been here. I mean, this is just another state title game for the program. I mean, they've been here, done that, and Shore as well. I mean, they're a season team. They won it 2 years ago. I think the key is going to come down to Shore's run defense because they had trouble with Rumson in that first game of the year running the ball, and Point Beach really ran it on them well. And Florence makes no bones about what it's going to try and do on offense. It's going to line up in its power-eye formation, and it's going to come at you with a pair of big, bruising running backs. Can Shore withstand that? And on the other side of the ball, you're going to have to throw it. You know, Matt Mew is going to have a game where he hits some plays in the passing game because that wing tee offense, like you said, Florence just saw it last week. They did a good job against Point Beach. And if you're going to come out there and only be able to do that, you know, that plays right into their hands, as we saw, you know, last week.
Well, Bob, keep the pencil sharpened. I hope you have to write a few touchdowns for the Rams tonight. We'd like to see the home team, as far as we're concerned, walk away with a victory tonight.
I think it'll come down to the fourth quarter. I think Southern's going to come back. They're going to fight, and I think it's going to come down into the last couple minutes, last couple possessions. That's the way Southern's been playing, and I'm going to go with that. You know?
Kicker psyched out because of the short goalpost?
I don't know if he's psyched out or whatever. I think missing the first one may have affected him more than coming in and looking at the goalpost size. I mean, you know, Yeager's missed two. He's going to have to go out there and hit a field or connect on one of these because, you know, you just can't leave these points on the board, you know, in a championship game like this. But sir, it's been a factor because the Williamstown kicker missed his first PAT.
How about the fact that maybe the state should invest in a few goalposts, you know, carry them around, put up – I wouldn't take nothing to put up high school goalposts, you know?
I'll plead the fifth on that one.
Not fair. It's not fair to these kids. They got to, you know, they just get psyched out when they see those 18-foot wide goalposts. Bob Batters, thanks a lot for joining me here at halftime. See you tomorrow up at, you're going to a college in New Jersey tomorrow.
I'll be there, but I'll make a guest appearance at Rutgers for that. I'll probably catch the second half, the end of that Middletown-South game. I'll be there. I want to see Manalapan and go for their first state title.
Well, I'll be up there, too. I'll be up on the PA tomorrow, so I'll be warm. So I don't care if it rains, snows, or sleets tomorrow. I'll be warm up in the press box. You are listening to the Group 5 South Jersey Championship, first time ever in Group 5, the new section that the state devised this for the year 2012. But you are listening to Southern Regional and Williamstown in the state South Jersey Group 5 Championship on the Shore Sports Network. Let's take a 2-minute timeout.